Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of, come on, say it.
Spoken Word Podcast, guys.
Yes.
Before we start again, let me do, see both of our handsome faces. Please like, subscribe and share and comment. Be much appreciated. Cool, that's
good. Yep, you heard the man. Do it, yeah?
Please.
Oh, bro, I'm looking forward to this one. Last week, we was talking about dogs. This week, we'll be talking about cats.
Yeah, guys, I hope those people like the dog
episode. Before we want to get into that, man, I want to know, how are you sleeping lately, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it? Is it a mad one?
It's a mad one.
I'm sleeping fine. Oh. I'll tell you my trick, what I'm doing. I said this last week. The reason why I'm sleeping fine is because what I'm doing, I'm having cold baths at night.
Oh yes,
I think what that's doing is change. It's because what happens. What I notice when I go outside, especially in the heat, when you go inside, you're still dirty.
Yeah,
you're carrying dirty heat and moisture on your skin. And what I've been doing is every night is I've been having cold water, washing with cold water. I think what it's doing is not only taking off the dirt. I feel my feeling clean. I think it's also lowering my body temperature. That's what I think is happening.
I've got a different method. I was on the hub. The other day,
the hub,
I couldn't sleep in it. Yeah, I don't normally do this in it. Yeah, so I was on the hub in it. Yeah, I was up to like page.
I've retired from that,
bro. I was on page 14, but I couldn't find nothing, bro. Page 14 on the hub. You know, if you know, you know. Yeah, I couldn't find no content, bro. I couldn't sleep, nothing. Yeah,
that's why they discontinue a lot of the content now.
Huh?
I swear they've taken down lots of things off that now.
I don't know, man. I'm not a regular user of the hub. I used to be like a habitual user in it, yeah. Page 14, couldn't find nothing, yeah. Next thing you know, I'm on YouTube. I'm watching ASMR videos. Yeah. I'm watching monkeys pimple popping like their owner's skin.
You know what, let's talk about that briefly.
You don't know. You know, you're late up at night, yeah, and you're deep into YouTube, bro. Like, I was watching the maddest videos. I'm just trying to get me to sleep.
I've got a different thing about these videos. I don't do it to get my sleep. I would say I'm generally an untapped person, but we all have a tapped element, but I'm not a tapped person by design. I'm a right, but you know what I love watching? I love watching earwax removal videos. They take something about just getting like the tweezers and then like someone. Well, I like them videos where someone's got some mad blocked up ears. Yeah, it's a point where it's so booted up and they extract it.
It's like this dissatisfaction, isn't it?
It's a medical procedure almost.
Yeah,
they'll get it done. Something about
I've got mine. Not the syringe.
I like the videos where they're taking off like mad flaky crust of the skin. They're taking it out, scraping it off.
Yeah, man, you're a bit tired, bro.
I know, but it's
ASMR, isn't it? So no, it's
the thing is, they've had that on Snapchat now as well. They have all that kind of stuff, and it's like.
No, my favorite ones are the barbering ones, like the beard trims and nothing like that. That's my favourite ones.
Mm.
When you know you've got this one white guy, he travels around like Asia a lot, innit? And he gets all these massages in the street and all that. Yeah, those are the best ones. But I got so deep into YouTube, it was monkeys pimple popping skin. It was weird. Too weird, bro.
The other ones I've watched that I like as well. It's a bit disgusting, but the ones where they like pop like the sports and the pus comes out.
Yeah. I used to bang them out.
Bang them out. I'm like,
oh, you know the chiropractor ones, or that American guy that saw the ring dinger. That one I used to bang them out back in the day. But yeah, I'm gonna have to just follow your advice and have a nice cold shower, man. I don't know how people sleep in this heat, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
It's different when you're abroad. Yeah, it's fine because you got like the AC in the hotel or the apartment. But here. It's a myth.
That's my ritual every night, yeah. I go out when I'm washing. And when the morning after, I feel different to how I felt when I didn't wash the night before.
Yeah.
I feel a lot cleaner. Not fully clean, but clean where I can step out to the gym and feel fine.
Yeah.
But then I go back on and wash again afterwards anyway. So that's my new ritual. My new habits are now washing in the AM and the PM. I hope that continues that into the autumn and winter as well. It's not just the summer.
Yeah, should you, dirty bastard.
No, I'm a clean person.
All right, let's get into it, gang.
Meow. Meow. Abdullah.
Hey, you know, bringing it back. Good 9 years.
Do you know why I'm doing that? Do you know why I'm doing that, though? I'll tell you why I'm doing that, yeah? It's because basically, you know when you used to call out some bullshit in school? You remember what we doing?
No,
doing
you that, used
yeah.
to.
Yeah, no, but it wouldn't look at, but now, I was ahead of time. But now,
yeah.
In this era, if I was still at school,
what is it? It was like the final school photo site. And the camera's about to flash. You was like, Abdullah! I swear someone fainted as well. We can't say the name. That was funny, bro. Oh my. Ah, bro, let's get back on
track. The way he fell, though, he's like he got assassinated. I think he was like this.
Oh, bro, no, I'm dying.
Bro, the way he fell, bro, was similar to how someone got shot in Truth and Power. He's like, yeah, bro, yeah, yeah.
Oh, bro! Nah, let's get back. Let's get back on track. God. Let's get back on track. What are we talking about?
The animal noises.
Oh, nah, the cat. Nah, you heard the audio in it, yeah. This week, the leaked audio on the school. I think it was Rye College.
Yeah.
Of I don't know if I'm going to be able to compose myself this episode. Yeah. Of the teacher. I don't think I can do this one today.
No, I'm fine.
Do you know why, bro? I'm just piecing up all the memories in my head in school because that was not the only thing you just done, bro. You was known for shenanigans, didn't it, bro? Let me just leave it there. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. So back to Rye College. Yeah. Students can identify as pretty much anything now.
Well,
as animals, cats, horses, dogs. I didn't know it got to this extreme.
My face is probably shiny on camera now.
Yeah, both of us. You're not the only one, bruv. You look like you just got off the hard work off a plantation, bro.
Oh shit, bro. Yeah. So yeah. What are you saying? So identify as they want, yeah?
Yeah.
So basically what was going on, yeah, bro, the audio was, it's like, do you know what it is for me? My thing was more like the teacher's reaction more than anything. Like the way she was like responding, yeah, obviously we'll go back into the context, but the way she was responding, you'd think that the person says something like racist or like they swore at someone, they said something about someone's a mum, or they mock someone with a disability, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or something so nasty.
Yeah.
Like, the way she was actually, because the way she was like, oh, well, we need to think about moving school, or a statement needs to be put, or like, I think you would think it was something along them lines.
Yeah.
The way, give context in it for like context. Right.
Basically, a situation in the UK in Rye College in Surrey or Sussex, yeah? Year 9 student, 13-year-old girl, I think it was 2 girls as well, that was going back and forth with a teacher because one of their classmates is identifying as a cat. Yeah, and obviously, I'm just so gobsmacked, bro, that we actually, a 13-year-old teacher's got more common sense than a 13-year-old student has got more common sense than a grown-ass teacher, yeah? So it brought up the whole topic or debate about people identifying as different genders and different sexes, and obviously go to the whole conversation where the girl was saying, oh, if you have a penis, you're a boy, if you have a vagina, you're a girl. 5 to 10 years ago, you could say that and there would be zero backlash whatsoever. You literally carry on your day as normal. Nothing. Today, if you were to say that, like even me saying that right now, just repeating what she said, I feel like man could actually get cancelled. Like, this is the times we live in. It's actually scary.
No, but all you're saying is what happened in the
But this is actual. No, but I'm saying, but I believe that. I'm saying I believe that if you have a penis, you're a male. If you have a vagina, you're a female. Yeah. Mm. This is not my opinion. This is fact.
That's what. That's also yeah. That's what the girl said as well. Yeah, she said that. I think she said to the teacher that I swear there was a bit of background noise in that audio, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but yeah, she I don't even know how that captured. But anyway, yeah. So she said, "Oh, if you have a penis, you're a man. Yeah. You're a vagina, you're a woman." From what I remember, was the teacher disputing that though, or was she?
She was disputing.
She's disputing something else. Like, yeah, that, but something else.
No, basically, okay. Okay, so you got what's been happening today is that you got sex, or you're signed up. You got I don't fucking know, bruv. Yeah, you got gender and you got sex, but it's being conflated. Yeah, do you know what I'm saying?
I'll be honest. This is what I always thought. Yeah, when I was a kid, and the first time, I was baffed by the whole thing, right? If I can even say all this stuff, right? Was at uni. So basically, when I first went to uni, I'm gonna say there was this unit we did in my first year. It was called Social Perspectives.
Yeah.
Right. The lecturer was this woman, right? And she's been known to have like run-ins with students. Which is society in like sport, because it was really a student sport, yeah. And like sports, and then like the other societal elements were coming in.
Yeah.
And then this is the first time I would have been like, this was like 2016, I've been 18 years old.
Mm.
And then she was like, and there was this whole conversation about in the unit, in the class, was like sex and gender is not the same thing, and that what you're born with is biological, but. This is where I first heard about all this stuff, right, at university, because I always thought, you know, on like forms and documents, right? Like, I thought that when they're saying male, they're referring to male and female. Was like, it's male is another way to describe a guy and a female, and then depending on what kind of context and English and how you describe something, you would use those terms. Like, say if someone says, you're describing like. A missing person or someone that's crying that brown hair, a male with brown hair, 5'10", slim build. Do you know what I'm saying? Like these reports, like you know, even like on Crime Watch, that they say things like that. They use the word male or female, or female blonde hair or got around 5'3". Also, you're talking about a girl.
Yeah.
So that's where we heard that from like young and on form. So when I started hearing that at university, I was getting confused where this was going. But maybe this conversation back to like the audio, it all ties in at some point.
I always just was under the assumption that like gender is just a different term for sex or vice versa.
It's just a
different term for gender. Like, do you know what I'm saying? But now we live in a society and age where they're saying gender is what you identify with. And the sex is what you're assigned at birth. Okay, then, if that's the case, so are we just ignoring biological science? Because the male has got the X? Oh, I forgot.
You didn't make
man flopped school in it, but I'm not gonna lie. Man came out with 2 GCSEs and all that.
I thought it was that.
I just don't want to get it wrong. Males got XY chromosomes and females got double X chromosomes. Yeah. Okay. So when these students go to school, learn science, and they go to science,
That's what they taught us in school. They taught us that in secondary school.
Yeah.
About this XX and XY chromosomes.
Okay, so 10, 15 years on, since we left school 10 years ago.
We left school 9 years ago.
Nine, 10 years ago, whatever, yeah? Is that, what we learn, is that redundant now?
What are they teaching?
And what I'm thinking, from a science perspective, are science teachers' jobs a lot harder now because of this whole?
I think science teachers probably they probably are, because apparently science teachers are having more trouble now, because you know I'll be honest, I know it sounds mad. I think a lot of science teachers/lecturers, whether they tend to have not all, they tend to have more like they have a bigger ego on average than others.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean, yeah.
Just for that subject. Because they're very much, you think what a scientist is about, they get so passionate and so engrossed in their stuff. You got to think about it. Cause if you think about like experiments and like being like, their ego wants to be like the first person to crack the code to something or try this, and then they get very much about their research and that kind of stuff. So imagine them.
The mad all our scientists.
Hardcore, man, like DS, the glasses in year 7, he was hardcore in science, even though he's a science teacher. Scallon, man.
Just say his name, bro. He's
Mr. Scallon, remember?
He was
mad strict guy.
He was the mad scientist. He was the mad scientist.
And I remember he used to be like, that is nonsense. That's nonsense.
Well, I remember he was lecturing us one day. Do you want to work hard? We just want to grow up, be in your 20s, and playing video games, and doing nothing.
Wait, he said that?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
But he was like hardcore. Like,
yeah, he was proper stern, bro. Mad. I used to call him the mad scientist, innit? But that's what I'm thinking. Not even just science teachers, even like probably like history teachers, when they have to, you know, or like historians in general, bro, like lecturers when in the universities, when they talk about the past and all that. Mm. Oh, he did this. This conqueror done it. They can't say their gender, or he or she. Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you know what? I think if Mr. Scallon's still a teacher now, I think he probably get sacked, you know?
He would, man, because that guy, he was no nonsense.
Yeah.
He was no nonsense.
I remember what he was like. He would say things like, you say something, and he'd be like, rubbish.
Rubbish.
Like, rubbish.
Yeah.
I'll explain why.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I remember this. I think we had a... I'm not one of them people. I remember one time in.
Do you swallow more than you spit? No, I'm joking. Yeah, no, go on. There you go. Go on.
Anyway, I remember one time. Do you remember when he taught sex education class? And do you remember, obviously, at that age, like we're 11 and 12, innit?
Mm.
And I think we're saying, and he remember, he was like, sex isn't nasty.
Yeah, I do.
I remember he's mad. Don't ask me, I remember these things. I just remember these phrases. Like, sex isn't nasty.
That guy just spoke in one tone, bro, the whole time. I wonder what he's doing now.
Well, he's probably blacklisted from
man.
The country, man.
Yeah, literally, man.
Because if you got this kind of conversation, well, if you're talking about, because you know, this whole cat thing, audio, that would come under biology.
Yeah.
So. Is it biology? Do you know what? Physics and chemistry is probably the two unscathed subjects, but the biology subject, bro, do you know how much people are probably getting F's and G's in biology now?
That's peak.
They're probably failing. I think triple science, no one can get to triple science now because they're getting the wrong answers because they're writing all this other stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Biology. Yeah.
Because if you're saying, because if you're honest, if it comes to the biology question, you put a cat, bro, you're instantly going to get no mark.
But this is where it's going, because with the gender identity, it's like there's no cap, there's no limit. It's and what's happening is it's conflating between what you identify, what gender, and to what sexual orientation as
but
well.
But sexual orientation isn't a gender.
That's what I'm saying. They're mixing all these different ideologies.
I think we're talking about, they start talking about our... that's a sexuality, though. That's nothing to do with gender.
Yeah.
Sexuality is a man and a woman, would both be a heterosexual. So they've got the same orientation. Because all heterosexual just means that you're attracted to the
opposite sex. Yeah.
So if you're a guy and you're heterosexual and there's a woman, even though you're both different biological...
What if you're
biological sexes?
Yeah.
Bro, it's what means I'm starting to get me confused now.
Yeah, bro, it's so hard, fam.
That's what I'm saying now.
Alright, you talk about heterosexual, homosexual, is that what you're trying to say?
No, what I'm saying is you're a biological man,
you're
a biological woman.
Yeah.
I'm saying though, if you both like the opposite, you share the same sexual orientation,
which
is heterosexual.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't come in this conversation. But
yeah, that's separate.
But people are putting it into this whole identifier.
At the end of the day, a teacher should not be propagating her left-wing extreme, because that's what it is left-wing views, onto an impressionable student, 12, 13
year old. It's not the fact that she's left-wing, because we all got...
Regardless of your left-wing, right-wing, if you're an independent thinker, whatever, yeah? Doesn't matter what side you're coming from. That is outside of the curriculum, in my opinion. Yeah, that should be outside of the curriculum. Yeah? I'm saying propagating your views. Because at the end of the day, what the young girl said is that if you're a boy, if you have a penis, you're a boy. If you have a vagina, you're a girl. That's just a fact. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry if that hurts. If someone's watching, so that hurts your feelings, yeah. But that is just a cold stone fact. I didn't make that up, yeah. That's just science. It's biology. It's fact, yeah. You threatening a student saying, saying that's despicable and you should
move schools.
Move schools. We can remove you from the school because on a difference on an opinion, bro. Where did you learn to debate? I don't know about you, but I learned how to debate in school.
I let's debate. My mom's I would've been taught to question things.
No, but I'm saying to construct an actual like a healthy debate. I learned that in the education system.
But the education system lies. Scam.
It's a scam.
I'll tell you why it's a scam. Yeah? Because what they say things like, oh, we can debate, and then all of a sudden you're made to be filled exiled because you say something that they don't like. So it's not a debate, is it then?
Okay, but
that's
what I'm
saying.
I 100% agree, yeah.
I'll go more into this. At university is the biggest one, the big issue. That is where debating can end up you getting kicked out of the campus, because they say, oh, we need to have critical discussions, debate, think, and you say something, you could be pulled in and get probably disciplinary action, get a strike in your system, and they could threaten to remove you, and they say that you discriminated. Not because you said something racist, or you're propagating racist or homophobic language, but if you don't conform to a certain thing, you could be threatened to get kicked out. And it's happened. I've heard stories about happened at my university personally. Yeah.
But they go back on the whole thing.
So this whole saying, oh, we can debate, I think it's a disingenuous statement.
It is, because they go back on the whole point where it's like, okay, I have a different view or a different opinion. Why are you threatening to remove me off this site or whatever? That's not inclusion, is it? That's the opposite.
It's not.
So you're right. So 100%. It's a scam.
The reason why I'm saying why it's a problem and I'm talking about it is because the debates. I think. Do you know what I remember? Debates. I think the debates. During school, yeah.
Yeah.
When we're like year seven.
Mm.
I think at some point when we start going through puberty around year nine, year 10, I think sometimes that's where, like, you know, like PLS sessions, that is where we first start having like proper adult conversations. Yeah. We try to be on the brink.
Yeah.
And some of it could be controversial because this is where your mind, as teenagers, your mind starts forming properly. Do you know what I mean? So that's where it really starts, because at the younger ages, it's quite immature. Mm. But when it comes to like 14, at a start, and then goes up to 15, that's where they start having conversations about proper things around sex, for example, and like society. Do you remember the kind of lessons coming in? Do you remember? And I think it normally starts within your tutor group, and then at times you might get in the odd lesson somewhere else. No, there might be a lesson off curriculum somewhere. So like, you know how you got a timetable?
Yeah.
And there might be guys, everyone has to go to like a certain room. They get you all in a room, and it's a off the cuff lesson, and they might bring someone from outside the school in to talk about things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And remember them? I used to love things like that. I used to get so gassed for them kind of lessons. Yeah. And then people debate. This is probably the first, maybe second or third time in your life where you're not actually debating with your parents. You're debating around like other kids and staff members.
Yeah, but what? I'm saying. In school today, I don't think you're having that, man, because you can't, if you're going against the status quo, the mainstream view, yeah, you could be threatened to be removed from school, man. Do you know what I'm saying? And parents couldn't, they'll get their parents involved. Why is your child's views like this? Blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, yeah, it's starting to annoy me, yeah. People actually need to speak up and say what's on their mind, man, and say what they see. Yeah? I'm a very honest guy in it, yeah. I say what I see in it, yeah. So going forward, what's happening in today's society? People are just walking on eggshells, yeah? And going through the emotions, yeah? And they're afraid to speak because, you know, they're scared of they might lose their position in their job or whatever, yeah? What's happening is with this whole ideology, yeah? Is that it's a silent, you've got a silent majority that are afraid to speak, and you got the, you got the silent, it's basically most, majority of people don't really agree what's going on at the moment, yeah, which I'm of that opinion, yeah.
So you got a silent majority and loud minority.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. You got the silent majority and you got the loud minority. That's what I was trying to say, because I'm so, it's so hard to speak on this episode, man, because talk about this whole thing, it's just, it baffles my head, yeah. That's what's going on, yeah. The majority of people actually don't really agree with this. It's not that they have...
Do you know what, though? I've spoken to a lot of people and they say that they don't think certain things make sense.
Yeah.
And then I think a lot of things in general, right? This is how you know the media got so much influence. Sometimes you can make to be think that you're a minority nationally or not. You're the majority, but the way it's portrayed...
The way it's portrayed in mainstream media...
I've spoken to a lot of people about certain things on a particular subject and they don't say what the same thing the media is saying. Why is that? So maybe what they say is true and pushing isn't necessarily always true.
Yeah, bro. Do you know what reminds me back in the end of 2019, the elections. It was like Labour and Conservative, Jeremy Corbyn and Boris Johnson. If you were to jump on Twitter, you'd think Jeremy Corbyn was going to win the election by a landslide. And what happened? Boris won, Conservatives won, because that's what the majority of people think. People just live in their own world, man, their own bubble, and they try to propagate their views on other people. And the majority of people are silent and scared and walking on eggshells, and the minority are the loudest.
Do you know what, though? When you think about it, I would say, like, the far left and far right are actually more similar than they actually think. Like the way they push their like narratives, it's similar, but the concept is different. It's opposite, but they're more similar than they actually think they are.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
That's what I would say.
But what I would say is like the left, because the left is going so far left. I feel like the pendulum's just gonna swing back round.
I try to think for myself, right? So I'm liberal on some things. And I could be conservative on some other things. So I could say something. Some people might think, oh, you're a bit right wing. And I see other people, oh, you're probably left wing.
Yeah, but you're an independent, critical thinker.
I've
never got the whole I'm left, I'm right. I'm my own person.
Because it's ideologies, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's opinion.
That's when it becomes political.
What I'm saying is, though, I think some people have it in your head that like you got to pick what team you bat for.
So it's like,
if you're, let's say you have more liberal views on average compared to your conservative views, that does not mean that everything liberal you have to agree with.
Agree.
That's not what it means. Yeah. And also, just because you may have some more conservative, doesn't mean that everything conservative is right. Even with like in terms of, it's a bit different, but even like, Labour does not mean necessarily liberal, by the way. Conservative views doesn't mean Tory party. It doesn't mean that. I think it's conflated as well.
Because
I used to think it was the same. It's not. But let's say, for example, I was saying here that I am more likely ever, I don't vote Tory, I vote Labour. Doesn't mean that everything Labour says is right.
You agree with, yeah.
Even if I do vote for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's not what it means. It's like me saying that, oh, I'm your friend. Yeah. So everything that you say, I agree with because you say anyway. Do you know what I mean? That's stupid.
We disagree on a lot of things, actually.
But I agree with a lot of things you say.
Of course.
But I agree with lots of things you say, and also a lot of things that doesn't mean that that's not that's just silly.
I'm just to the point. I wouldn't say I'm worried, but to the point is like where does it stop? And I didn't even know it got this extreme. We just saw this video right before we started recording. It's that kids are identifying as planets.
But the BBC said that there's astrogenica where you identify with the stars or something.
Okay, but where does it stop? Because apparently kids in school now actually like they're responding with animal-like noises.
To be fair, though,
can you imagine that?
To be fair, technically, we've been identifying genders from the dawn of time, bro. I remember when I said I was a dog at five. So
yeah.
So it's not revolutionary. We've been doing it, but you do it for a joke.
Because like, when
I, we do that. That's why we've been doing that. That's why we all did it as a joke for like 5 minutes.
And yeah. When you was in reception or something.
Year one or year two, even year two.
Yeah.
I say that someone. I remember I said, oh, someone said that they're a zebra.
Yeah.
And you everyone laugh for like 2 minutes and then you forget about it and then maybe in 3 months time they said that they were a fish.
Yeah. Cause when I was when I was like 11, I watched Scarface. I when I say this, I genuinely wanted to be Tony Montana. Like to this day, I still want to be Tony Montana. But I wanted to be Tony Montana or Colombian Coke Connect. So what are we gonna do now? You're gonna give me a kilo of Coke? What's happening? Where does it stop, bro? Where does it actually stop?
I remember saying that at school. The teachers laughed, and then at some point, when they just kept pushing it, they're like, "Javen, unfortunately, you're not a cat."
Yeah, but
they've said that. The teacher said that to me. Yeah. So which teacher is right? The ones that I went to school with, or the what back in the day, in the early 2000s, or was it the teachers these days?
Yeah, but
all right.
They're encouraging it. And think about it. This has already been one piece of leaked audio. There was another one in Scotland as well, but I don't know too much about that. And I saw on the news yesterday, another student, he was kicked out of school 4 years ago. This is 2019.
Yeah.
For a similar situation. So what is going on in schools today, man?
I don't know what they're teaching people in school.
I don't even know what schools will teach you anything apart from tax works.
How mortgages work.
Loans. Yeah. Difference between credit and debit cards. Assets.
Interest rates.
Difference between a liability is. Interest rates. Bridging loans. They'll teach you anything that, but.
How to change a bulb. Even practical
stuff. Yeah, even like practical stuff, yeah.
How to change cooking.
I swear we had like one cooking lesson.
Yeah, one cooking lesson. And it's probably how to make some scones.
Yeah, or bread.
I love scones. Yeah, bread.
The bread. They will not teach you to be like financially literate, but they will teach you, they will encourage you to identify as a domesticated animal. Yeah. And on that note, man, I think we'll just leave that subject there and we have to go on. We have to talk about this, man. You're the only person, I think, who doesn't know what's going on right now. You've been living under a rock.
No, I've been very busy this week. Yeah. So go on. What's happening?
Submarines. Tell me.
Tell
me you've caught.
Where's the submarine? In UK.
The submarine is in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean right now. I believe it is. Yeah. So basically, what happened is you had a couple billionaires wanted to see the Titanic.
Yeah.
That's in the 12,500 feet. 12,500 below sea. Yeah. 12,500 feet below sea. So they all got in a little submarine together. This submarine was powered. When I saw this, I thought this was a joke, yeah? This submarine was powered by a video game controller.
That, how?
I swear it's a Sega controller. No, it's not to do AI. It's a Sega controller.
Oh, nostalgia thing. They brought it back out for that.
Yeah. It was that. It's powered by that.
Bro.
Yeah?
I always thought Sega had something.
This news broke this week, yeah? Do you actually know like the actual details of it?
I just heard people died in a submarine.
That's all.
That's all I know. Literally, I've been mad busy this week. I mean, serious. I've been mad busy this week.
So basically,
mid session reminder. Please like the video. Please subscribe if you haven't. Yeah, continue. Love you guys.
You gotta remind the people. You have to remind the people.
It's free as well.
Basically, yeah. This news broke earlier in the week. When I saw this, I was like, why is this being blown up out of proportion? Because I always think, what's the media trying to distract us from now? What happened is, you know about Hunter Biden? Joe Biden's son. Yeah, he's just been charged with, he's got a couple charges now. JP Morgan has apparently deleted 47 million emails because they've been linked to Epstein as well, allegedly.
Oh my Lord.
So when this whole submarine thing came about, I was like, this is just a distraction. And I was thinking, did this submarine actually like sink and implode or nothing like that? Because each day there was like a countdown basically of they have an oxygen tank in the submarine and how many hours they got left. Each day there was counting down how many they got left, 17 hours left, 15 hours left. There was each single day. And I just feel like this was a diversion for us.
From what?
From something that I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's probably going on in Ukraine, Russia. I don't know, man. I just, I do not trust mainstream media, man. After the scamdemic we witnessed 2 years ago, yeah, I do not trust it, man. Yeah, I personally think there was a hit out for these people, for these billionaires.
As in, like, assassination things?
Yeah, an assassination, man.
Really?
Yeah, I do. A part of me even thinks, did it even actually happen?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
For you sure. Think, you believe it happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. I mean, you know.
Would you go that deep in the sea to visit the Titanic?
I got issues with water as it is.
Yeah.
So by default, I'm avoiding that.
Come and get you in a paddling pool, mate. Huh? Come and get you in a paddling pool.
No, you can.
But if you wanted, if you wanted to see the Titanic, bro, just watch James Cameron's film, came out in 1997, The Titanic. That's the best way, man. Like, would you even risk, like, if someone paid you 200, let's say 100 million, would you go down to it? Huh. You couldn't pay. We don't even know what's underneath.
No, you don't know.
There's no sunlight there.
Bro, you might see something called Star Wars in there, man.
Bro, you could see the Megalodon. the Megalodon shark. You couldn't pay me to go down there.
What was that? Do you remember in that nasty creature out of the sea in like, the Phantom Menace that came off the other room?
No.
Creature episode. No. Oh, God. Yeah, bro. You might see something like that.
Bro, I get scared watching Finding Nemo with Bruce.
Ooh, that's good.
You know when Bruce comes on the screen, I get scared. I am scared of sharks, man. I'm petrified of sharks.
I don't know how some people say that they swim with sharks.
Nah.
I swear sharks eat people.
Of course.
They're saying, bro, this is what we had told when I was young. Sharks eat people. Then I say, sharks don't eat people. You can swim with them. So I was like, what?
Okay, would you risk it? If someone said to you that they don't eat people, would you even risk it?
No, man.
And they do eat. They do eat people.
Sharks are... I think Finding Nemo is like real life, man. Basically, what they did... The whole theme... This is why I love... animated films are one of the best films, man. Like Pixar, because... A child can watch it, an adult can watch it, and you have two different perspectives of what you saw from it. Mm. So normally the child doesn't have the capacity to understand certain things. But when you rewatch it as an adult, if it came out at the time when you was a kid, you understand it a lot more.
Yeah, because like Bruce were like, they're all like recovering addicts,
isn't
basically,
that's the whole theme about it. They're all addicts.
Yeah.
They're all addicts, or they have sort of disabilities.
Yeah.
And Dory had like memory issues.
Yeah, short-term memory, yeah.
So it's an issue, a mental, memory issues.
Dementia.
So she had that. She couldn't remember things. Bruce, he was basically like an alcoholic, but for fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So he's on rehab. That's basically what the whole theme is. Australian.
Yeah, they're on rehab. Yeah.
And those guys were trying to help him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's trying to not eat fish. And then as soon as he did the blood.
Just a boy. Rehab,
went out the window.
Yeah.
And they were like, Bruce. And they're trying to say, I'm sorry, guys. He didn't know his father. I don't know if you can make jokes like that these days, anyway,
yeah.
In the films,
isn't it? Sorry, mate. Barely know his father.
Yeah. That's just a bite. I'm having fish tonight.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if someone would say to you to go on a submarine that's powered by a video game controller,
I'm not doing it. Has that thing even been tested properly yet?
Yeah. Don't do it.
Oh.
It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it. And James Cameron actually came out and said, he knew the submarine imploded, like, way before. You know when he was doing the count, like, each day? Like, he said, nah, like, I knew they was goners, bro. they were long gone, bro, before all of that. Because obviously, when you're in that deep in the sea, you've got the pressure of the water as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
But there's been a bit of a funny reception, though. A lot of people, you know, so why are people crying? Why are people crying for all this attention, man? People, you know, people try to come across the English Channel to immigrate to the country. You know, you get a few deaths in them situations as well. They don't get talked about. They don't get no mainstream coverage.
Yeah, because people don't like them, that's why.
Yeah.
You know what these countries like?
Yeah. It's all about perception, all that. I just find it interesting, really. But at the same time, a part of me really believes that this was a whole BS story. I actually there's got to be a black box or something, some audio recording, something. That's what I don't get. How come they couldn't locate the actual submarine?
Yeah, but isn't it the same thing where they said that you couldn't locate, you know, when planes go missing, they say, oh, we can't find the plane. Like,
no.
Big thing in the sky.
No, that's even weird. That's even weird.
It's even worse,
yeah. The plane, how could you, so plane was in the sky and it's completely gone.
I can't find people that died in it. Like, you know, the code, M number, whatever.
Yeah.
And then no one knows where it is.
Yeah, no, that's...
The thing is, at the start, they're tracking it.
That's spooky.
All of a sudden, off-grid, no one knows where it is.
That's spooky, man. But what I'm saying is, wasn't there, like, a signal going off while they was down there? I don't know. I just find it very strange. Very strange. But yeah, man, I don't know about you, but I need to have a shower after this, bro, because I've been sweating like a motherfucker.
No, boy, it's different type of sweat. The sweat is laughing sweat.
Oh, man. What episode, man? But yeah, go do the honors, man. I will tell the people this time to like, comment, share, and subscribe, and stay tuned, and turn on the little notification bell as well, so you know we're gonna release an episode. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.